Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. Officials say former Knick and current Trailblazers coach Chauncey Billups and Miami's Terry Rozier, just two of the high-profile NBA figures under arrest after a federal investigation into illegal sports betting and rigged poker games. Our Julia Papa following the story. She joins us now live.
That's right, Linda. It's a massive investigation, and some of this does overlap, accusing NBA players of faking injury to fix games for sports betting purposes, and separately, organized crime rigged poker games that lured victims known as fish to sit alongside famous NBA athletes like Hall of Famer Chauncey Billups. The FBI's Cash Patel and the U.S. Attorney in Brooklyn, along with the NYPD, announcing more than 30 people under arrest. They say the gaming tables had cameras and X-ray devices underneath, had fixed card counters to defraud card players out of millions of dollars. And in the case of the rigged basketball games, they say Miami Heat guard Terry Rozier would fake an injury and take himself out of the game to help under-over bettors. They say the NBA is cooperating. Reporting live, Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Broadway fans, don't worry.
One last time.
The show will go on.
Relax,
the union representing 1,200 Broadway musicians reached a tentative deal with producers overnight, avoiding a strike that could have silenced nearly two dozen musicals. It came just in the nick of time, with the deadline being this morning. The three-year agreement includes pay increases and better health contributions for musicians after a marathon mediation session that wrapped up early this morning. It's the second major Broadway deal in a week, following the new contract with Actors Equity, which represents the actors, the singers, and the stage managers. Shows like Hamilton, The Lion King, Chess, and Queen of Versailles would have gone dark if talks fell apart. But for now, the lights on Broadway stay on. An update on the woman charged with abandoning her baby at a Midtown subway station. Cops now say she had given birth only hours earlier. 30-year-old Asa Diawara is charged with child abandonment and endangerment after a baby girl was found at the 34th Street Penn Station subway stairs, still wrapped in a blanket with the umbilical cord attached. NYPD surveillance video showed Diawara entering the station with a bundle and leaving empty-handed. She later admitted to giving birth overnight before leaving the baby on the stairs. The infant was taken to the hospital and is in stable condition in what officials are calling the miracle on 34th Street. The Awara was released under supervision. She's due back in court in December. Families of fallen first responders will be honored tonight as Answer the Call marks its 40th annual gala at Cipriani Wall Street. The charity, founded by the late New York Met Rusty Staub, has given out more than $180 million over the years, helping more than 1,000 NYPD, FDNY, and PAPD families. This year, they expect to raise about $5 million and support more than 500 families and distribute about $7.5 million in aid. Executive Director Lauren Profeta says it all starts with one connection, and the goal is to build a lasting community around every family.
We provide $50,000 immediately after the tragic passing of a fallen first responder in the line of duty, and then we stay with that family, and we provide an annual stipend each year for the rest of a widow or widower's life.
There's also a silent auction that's open to everyone, so you don't have to be there to take part. Just visit answerthecall.org. On Long Island, a fire tore through a three-story apartment building in Freeport early this morning, injuring several people, one of them critically. Firefighters got the call around 5:45 this morning for smoke coming from a building on J Street. Crews arrived to find residents trapped inside, and they worked quickly to pull people out. Four civilians were rescued and taken to Nassau University Medical Center for smoke inhalation and burns. Three of them are in serious condition. One remains critical. No firefighters were hurt, but it did take about 100 of them to get the blaze under control within an hour. Officials say no smoke alarms were found in the building. The cause still under investigation. Wall Street is having a banner year, and that's good news for New York's bottom line. A new report from the state comptroller, Tom DiNapoli, shows the securities industry made more than $30 billion in profit just in the first half of 2025, putting it on track to beat last year's total. He spoke to Tent this morning.
We want New York City to continue to be the global capital for finance. When this sector of the economy does well, the tax revenue that's derived for the city and especially for the state is what helps to fund all the programs that everyday New Yorkers count on.
The average Wall Street salary now tops $500,000, including bonuses. DiNapoli says the gains help fund critical investments in things like housing and transportation, but still warns that uncertainty around rates and inflation could test the market's strength later this year. And in the race for New York City mayor, we're hearing reports that Eric Adams plans to endorse Andrew Cuomo for mayor, despite months of tensions between the two. Word is that Adams will throw his support behind the former governor later today, hoping to slow Democratic nominee Zohran Mamdani's momentum ahead of early voting starting this weekend. The two, Cuomo and Adams, were spotted courtside at the Knicks season opener last night, a public reunion after Adams once called Cuomo a snake and a liar. Cuomo, running as an independent, will hold a rally in Brooklyn tonight. Curtis Sliwa, he's scheduled to speak at President Trump's Republican Club later today. And the frontrunner, Mamdani, holding an event just before 1 p.m. this afternoon to promote his baby basket policy for new parents. Talk about a lucky gas station. Not one, not two, but three $1 million winning Powerball tickets were sold at the same shop in Yonkers. The New York Lottery says all three second prize tickets came from VNC Taneja on Nepperhan Avenue from Sunday's drawing. The trio matched all five white balls, only missing the Powerball number. So close. Customers have been flooding the station ever since, hoping that lightning strikes twice or three or four times. No one hit the jackpot, though, so that prize rolled over to $305 million for the next drawing.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.